Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes a time beyond reason and rhyme. It's Soul Class number 137 with a beautiful introduction from beautiful brother Isaac Patong. Here comes a time from his new album, Generation Redemption. Good morning, good evening, wherever you might be in the world, blessed souls. This is your humble cyberspace Torah activist, Donzos Yugudun. We're live because the Most High is allowing us to be alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Ches, instructions of kindness. Tuat Rachamim, Instructions of Mercies. This is Soul Class number 137, Quantum Torah, Part 11, Soul being a terse acronym for S7O, Oldest, Original, U, Universal Elohs. There's seven Noahic commandments, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, tersely described in the following manner. Number one, not to blaspheme the Creator, one of the names of the Creator. Two, not to commit acts of idolatry. Three, not to commit premeditated acts of murder. Four, not to commit acts of adultery. Five, not to steal. Six, not to eat the limb of an animal while it's still alive. Seven, to raise up righteous statutes which are normative to the human intellectual condition for the majority of the human beings on the planet as it relates to the Mishpatim, the ordinances, the Torah, as we just mentioned, and many more. Like, how about making sure everyone has a proper education? How about let's ensure that everyone has a good health system to provide for their needs. Everyone has good, clean, nourishing water and other things like clothes and shelter and all these different things, which we know are primary and essential to a stable human condition, because when we have a stabilization of the human family condition, Kol Hamishpacha Adama, then people will be free of the various entrappings of just seeing the physical and thinking that's all it is. So we're going to now go into a little promo of our show and what we can hopefully expect to share with you, blessed souls. And of course, if you want to try to make the show a little more organic, actually a lot of you participate verbally, you can call in at 347-838-8669. That's 347-838-8669. And blessed is our Creator, blessed souls, we continue our humble efforts, blessed souls, to explore human consciousness empowered by the Torah of the righteous souls of creation, like Rav Hillel of Parich, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the teacher and author of the Zohar, the Book of Light Shining, the Book of Revelation for the 12 tribes of Israel, the Ben Yishchai, the Chacham of Baghdad, the wise one of Baghdad, Babylon, which now is known as the modern state of Iraq, and from the Lubavitcher Rebbe's, principally the fifth Rebbe being Rebbe Shab, and the seventh Rebbe, Rebbe Nachman Schneerson of our generation. As well, we'll try to connect some dots to start up the show, blessed souls, connecting, gleaning superficially from the world of physics, quantum, and otherwise, and how this relates to carrying out our mission here on this blessed earth. So you can please join us for this live presentation at your own convenience with you and your loved ones via an archive. Meanwhile, may you and your loved ones be blessed by the Most High in a pleasant and peaceful manner. And if you go to my page on Blog Talk Radio, if you're going to be hearing the archive, you'll see a whole list of links as it relates to Soul Class number 137, Quantum Torah Part 11. And also, you can go to, if you type in Don, D-O-N, Zusya, Z-U-Y-S-A, Goodman, G-O-O-D-M-A-N, and you'll see in the comments section, I left a link for you, that blessed souls, to help and participate. And it would be that considered an act of tzedakah, an act of righteousness, an act of charity, to help empower us to move up to pro-premium, that we can reach a greater amount of people all around the world. And right now, between the live and archive view listeners, we've gleaned in our 136 previous shows almost 11,300 people, and we want to bring that number up to 110,000 and then in the millions, and hopefully this will generate a dialogue which we don't yet see in the mass media, which is accessible to everyone. I mean, everyone relates to the internet, everyone relates to social media, but when social media and the internet are fused more and more with teachings from the Torah, we should see, as a result, at bringing together in a peaceful and pleasant manner, more and more members of Kol Mishpach Adama, all the members of the human family. Now, we start off by talking about forces from the world of physics. Blessed souls, that a force is a description which is a matter of how much, a quantity, how much of an interaction that can take place between two bodies that are physical. For example, you have the environment that you're living in, and you as the object in the environment you live in, whether it be your home, your community, your city, your state, your nation, or this universe, you're interacting with it. So what happens when you make a movement one way, or you movement in another way? Well, this idea of how you move and interact relates to the idea of also acceleration. And acceleration can be described as well within the realm of physics, simply speaking. And again, I'm just a novice. I'm definitely not an expert. I'm just sharing these ideas. So force, we mentioned, is the interaction between an object and its environment. But there's an idea, too, that there can be an acceleration of the object in the environment, or there can be an acceleration of the environment against an object. So when there's an acceleration, there's a rate of change of velocity which is produced as a byproduct of the time span that acceleration takes place in. And so let's think about this. You have an object and an environment, and they interact, and there's an acceleration generated based on How do they react within the vessel of time? So here we have divine teachings, which we hope to share with you. And we are the objects. We're moving at a certain rate. These teachings, which we humbly share with you, blessed souls, we believe are eternal, whether the written or the oral tradition, because they are true traditions. And I'm trying to boil them down to make them more accessible to you, because originally they appeared in the Hebrew, the Aramaic, or Yiddish. So how do we react? Do we accelerate our velocity to want to learn more, or do we walk away quicker? So that's the thing. When you come into new teachings, what is your rate of acceleration? Do you walk away from it, or do you embrace it? And then you, as an object in one environment, you have to make the choice. You have the freedom of choice to take this information and bring it into another environment outside of your environment. A friend, a family member, a community member. Wherever you may choose, or you may choose not to. These are the choices only you can make, and you're blessed by the Most High to make whatever choice you want to make. And we are allowed to make the right choices, and also we're empowered to make mistakes so we can learn with our mistakes, and then hopefully when we make a mistake, we can share it with others. And with that, before I go further, I want to mention, if I do make any mistakes in this presentation, I apologize openly to the Most High, and I also apologize to these great tzaddikim, these great righteous souls whose teachings I'm trying to make more popular through the internet, and hopefully going through the Facebook, blessed Facebook connection to social media. So let's go now into it, blessed souls. We have now about 47 minutes, and we have about, I think we have 47, I think actually we have, no, we have about 47 quantum energy points. So I have to work with a little acceleration now and ratchet up the velocity. So first of all, I want to mention to everyone that if you want to join the international community of the 12 tribes of Israel, Israelites, Hebrew, Jewish people, you should know that this coming Shabbat we'll be reading from the Parsha of Yisro, Jethro, which starts in the book of Exodus chapter 18, verse 1, and concludes at chapter 20, verse 23. We'll also, and by the way, this is a very special portion, as they all are, because there will be the reading of the quote-unquote Ten Commandments, which most of the people associate to be the entire Torah. Well, the truth is, they encapsulate those ten axiomatic positive and negative commandments, encapsulate the whole Torah, and encapsulated within that are, in fact, the seven nine commandments. So I think this is probably one of the more popular portions in the Torah, but without the prism of oral Torah traditions, a lot of things are missed. And as well, blessed souls, we will be also the international community of the Hebrew 12 tribes of Israelite, Jewish Hebrew congregations around the world. We'll be reading from the Haftarah of the Navi Agula, Yeshayahu, Prophet Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 13. That's the Prophet Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. So here we go. Torah quantum energy point number one, gleaning from the teachings from the Os Aleph, the first letter, elucidation of Rav Hillel Parich. Torah quantum energy point number one, last week we began discussing the third general component of intellect called Das, which contains within it two general qualities. Blessed souls, we have Das Tachton, we have the lower level of Das, and we have Das Elyon. Recapitulating, Das Tachton is Torah quantum energy point number two. Das Tachton is the human cognitive experience of connecting yourself to a previously attained comprehension nestled within your blessed left brain, Moya Chabina, in order to seek out a practical outcome, which Rav Hillel tersely defined as giving birth to, and I add parenthetically, a healthy quality of birthing emotions to be revealed within your blessed heart. Torah quantum energy point number three, Das Elyon, however, contains within it, the upper level of Das, many qualities. The first general level is a type of Das, knowledge, slash connection, that unifies your wisdom and understanding. Das Elyon is an intermediary, or Dat Elyon is an intermediary, is configured below your wisdom, Chochmah, and above your understanding, your Bina. Which means you have already perceived the essence of an intellect within your brain, whatever you're studying or thinking about, blessed souls, or meditating upon, but the intellect is not settled because you have not generated sufficient quantities of otiot, letters, via your previous comprehension of the intellect within your mind. What should occur next, if you choose so, blessed soul, is to bind the aspect of your das, your dat, your knowledge slash sensitivity, to the essence of that intellect, driven by a desire to enclose further your previous attained comprehension, interacting with your previously attained wisdom perception, riyat hachma, of the intellect you are occupied with, in order to produce slash give birth to the essence of a revealed elucidation with newly generated letters of thought, speech, or information generated, which can be written down for yourself or other blessed souls. Now notice, we mentioned, blessed souls, that one of the faculties of das, dat, is that whether it be the lower level of dat or the higher level, it has a quality which is shared at both levels. Giving birth, meaning producing something as an outcome of connecting to the essence of wisdom, the essence of understanding, and leading to either a greater understanding or the birth of a healthy emotion in the heart. Next week, we hope to continue our journeys into Dat Elyon, the upper level of Dat, knowledge slash sensitivity, being the teachings of Rav Hillel. So we now move on to, blessed souls, to Torah quantum energy point number 4, drawn from the Zohar. The Zohar introduces for us, in the first verse of the Torah portion for this coming Shabbat, in Parshat Yitro, or Yisro, Jethro, chapter 18, verse 1. And I'll invite all of you to go to the book of Exodus after the show. Maybe you're listening to the show right now and you have a 5 books of Moses right in front of you. You can look it up. And you can see for yourself what's written there. In Torah quantum energy point number 5, blessed souls, but then there's an exponential jump where the Zohar tells us we are then instructed what's written in the third book of the Torah, the third book of Moses, Leviticus, Vayikra, in chapter 9, verse 22, quote, and Aaron raised up his hand, unquote. Torah quantum energy point number 6, in truth, Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest of Israel, brother of Moshe, Moses, when he went to bless the nation of Israel, he raised up both hands. So why is it that in the verse from the written scripture, it just said in the singular, translating from the Hebrew to English, he raised up his hand, implying only one hand was raised? Torah quantum energy point number 7, blessed souls, the Zohar gives us an explanation which is extremely deep. At first it seems superficial, but we will go a little deeper as we progress with the blessings of the Most High. The explanations available to us from the Zohar instruct us that when Aaron HaKohen, blessed Israel, he placed his right hand upon his left hand, so to speak, to cover up his left hand. Torah quantum energy point number 8, the placing of the right hand upon the left hand, connects us to an inner dimension principle that chesed, kindness, should always overpower and cover up as much as possible the divine attribute of gevurah, severity. Torah quantum energy point number 9, if we go a little bit deeper, that we start to, from the Zohar's perspective, we start to question the very reason why in our hand we have 5 fingers. Why not 6, why not 7, why not 8, why not 22? Why 5 fingers on the right hand, 5 digits, and 5 digits or 5 fingers on the left hand? The Zohar tells us the five fingers of the right hand are actually chamesh bechinot, five qualities of kindness, chesed, known as the hei chasadim. The five qualities of kindness, I'll leave to you, blessed souls, to do your own research to better understand what that means. And the five fingers on the left hand are hei gevurot, five qualities of severity, of gevura. Again, you can learn that at the same time. Usually, if you're going to be learning about the five qualities of kindness, the hei chasadim, you'll be able to, probably in proximity to the teaching that you're learning about the hei chasadim, the five levels of kindness, you'll learn more about the five qualities of severity, hei gevurot. So whether we're talking about five qualities of kindness or five qualities of severity, each one of those ten qualities are included within the kli eloki, the divine conduit, vessel, for eliciting a bounty from malchut, the attribute for which the Most High is the source of all kingship. To our quantum energy point number 10, the Zohar also instructs us, and this is a very deep teaching, blessed souls, not to be taken lightly if one is going to draw oneself within the context of the inner dimensions of Torah and take it seriously. Of course, you have the freedom, you have Bechirat Chofish, the freedom choice to adhere to this principle or not. But I'm sharing this information, you can do what you want with it. So in the final Torah quantum energy point for this portion, this week's portion on the Zohar, the Torah also instructs us not to raise our hands together simultaneously, you know, on high, so to speak, above our shoulders, I'm assuming, unless we wish to pray or bless one another. Because if we raise both of our hands outwardly, say like above our shoulders, without praying to the Almighty Creator of all creation, we're offering blessings for other people, for the creation. This can have, heaven forbid, chas v'shalom, incur upon one for doing so, a judgment emanating from Malachim Machablim, angels who are involved in the judgment process that is embedded within the DNA of this creation. So one just doesn't raise one hands freely, both of them, spreading out the fingers, so to speak, emulating what a Kohen would do, a priest of Israel, without the intention of praying to the Most High or giving blessing, offering blessings to others. A deep teaching, something I would suggest everyone do a little more research on their own. And again, I'm like a maitre d' or maybe like a spiritual truck stop in cyberspace for you to check out these teachings, blessed souls, on your own after the show. Torah quantum energy point number 11 from the Chacham of Baghdad, the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai explains this in Torah quantum energy point number 11 that this week's Torah portion of Jethro, we learn the significance of Moses' Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher's wife's name, and Moshe Rabbeinu's wife, Moses' wife's name was Tzipora. Torah quantum energy point number 12, Israelite sages of the ages, as the Ben Ish Chai elaborated in this week's Torah portion, elaborated that Tzipora was engaged in a very, very high service, because her name Tzipora is a name which in Hebrew means bird, and that her act of coming closer to the Most High, eventually marrying Moshe, becoming the mother of his children, led to her purifying the house of her father Yisro, like the blood of a bird would purify a Torah-defined leper, not to be confused with the modern-day definition of one who suffers from leprosy, as we know it, according to modern science or biological observation. Not only that, in Torah quantum energy point number 13, after Tzipora married Moshe, Moses, the entire house of her father converted and became Israelites. Now I want to be very careful here after I make such a statement. Coming close to the Most High does not obligate anyone who is not of the nation of Israel. If they feel they can only come close to the Most High as an Israelite, it's just not true. In fact, That is the very reason why there were traditions from the beginning of the time of the creation of original man and woman, Adam and Eve, that commandments were given, which we will talk about in a few minutes, hopefully, in the next section of Torah Quantum Torah. But we conclude with this teaching from the Ben Ish Chai in Torah Quantum Energy, point number 14, blessed souls, that once Tzipora had come to leave the ways of her father's house, which he had grown up in a house of idolatry, and her father was the priest of Midian, of idolatry, which was full of it. But once she went through this process of coming closer to the Most High, her father's house came under the Kanfei Shekhinah, the wings of the Shekhinah, and from the descendants of her father's house, the house of Jethro, there were members of his household who eventually became some of the great, the Gedolei Yisrael, some of the great sages of the nation of Israel. So now we jump now, blessed souls, for the last 33 minutes of the show, to a teaching from the 7th Lubavitch Rebbe, Rebbe Nachum Mendel Schneerson, from a Hasidic discourse that he delivered in 1985 in the English calendar, which corresponds to Tavshin Mem Hei, 5,745 years blazing and grazing into creation. So this teaching I'm about to share with you, blessed souls, is something that he spoke about on this coming Shabbos 27 years ago. And again, I'm taking points of this Hasidic discourse and trying to boil it down to make it more accessible to someone who cannot access these teachings within the context of their original setting, a live gathering with the Rebbe 27 years ago. And now, as it's put down into a magazine form or book form, that it will encourage you to do your research, to learn more about these subject matters, blessed soul, and see where you stand as you as an object in the environment of the Most High, and see what type of acceleration you will develop, either towards these teachings, or you might choose to walk away. I hope, blessed souls, and I humbly bless all of you listening in, whether live or archived versions, that you want to accelerate with more velocity towards the teachings of both the written and oral Torah. Torah Quantum Energy, point number 15. What would you think, blessed soul, if you heard your son-in-law from another nation led his nation out of slavery from a nation you used to serve as one of the king's advisors, so to speak, a cabinet member of Paro's, one of his most trusted staff members. In fact, Jethro, Yisro, used to serve as one of the close advisors to the very Pharaoh, Paro, who oppressed the Israelites while they were enslaved in Egypt. Eventually he left, running for his life because he disagreed with one of the other advisors, and this is not in the teaching of the Rebbe, I'm just giving you a little historical perspective from the oral Torah tradition, blessed souls, that when Bilam, who was the arch nemesis of Israel, and some say he was a grandson or great-son of Lavan, who was a nemesis of Jacob, Yaakov, Israel, Yisrael, he gave the advice to Paro that he should kill the firstborn of Israel. And Yisro, Jethro, protested, and he thought that his life would be endangered because he went against the advice that Pharaoh eventually adapted, so he thought that he would be considered to be someone rebelling against the government and be killed. So he ran back to his native land of Midian, which wasn't too far away from Egypt, but there he found refuge. Torah Quantum Energy, point number 16. Again, if we go back to the beginning of this week's Torah portion, chapter 18, verse 1, which again I will humbly encourage you all to look at. The man who heard about what the Most High did for Moses and for Israel, his people, was none other than Yisro, Jethro. Torah Quantum Energy, point number 17, blessed souls, Rashi, the foremost elucidator of the written Torah via his oral Torah instructions, commented that Yisro, Jethro, had heard about, number one, how the Most High split the Red Sea, and how Israel had successfully battled another nation called Amalek in the desert. And last but not least, the Most High brought out Israel. I'm sorry, I should say, the Most High brought down for the nation of Israel sustenance from heaven, what we call man. In Hebrew, you would call manna in English. Continuing on, the Torah Quantum Energy point number 18. 14, in truth, this week's Torah portion is in praise of Jethro Yisro, who at this point in time, although he left Egypt to seek refuge in his native land of Midian, left again his land of Midian, which Rashi describes as the splendor of the world at that time. So it wasn't a desert country. It might have had some desert in it, but it was a developed nation. And Yisro left this level of development of that nation of Midian, which apparently had been a decent place to live, and went out to the arid, dry, hot desert to hear the words of Torah. Torah quantum energy point number 19. Remember, blessed souls, Yisro, Jethro, from the oral Torah tradition, as I mentioned before, was an advisor for Paro, and right in front of our eyes, the beginning of this week's Torah portion, we see that he is described as a Kohen of Midian. Kohen of Midian, he was a priest. He was involved in priestly duties, something that would correspond to, say, like the priestly duties of an Israelite, but certainly the ways of the Midianites at those times were not connected to the divine service of the Israelites. They were involved in idolatry, as most of the nations were in those times over 3,323 years ago. Torah quantum energy point number 20, the implication of him being called Kohen Midian. Again, as we just mentioned, blessed souls, he was a priest that served idols. Torah quantum energy point number 21. So we come to a wondrous point of encouragement, blessed souls, that we can learn out, that a former advisor to the very oppressive Paro, a former idolatrous priest, as recorded in the oral traditions of the Torah, will now always be associated from the Torah, written down, dictated to Moses, Moshe, by the Most High, have a Torah portion named after him, and be given the distinction of being called the father-in-law of Moshe. In fact, he was, because his daughter, as we mentioned before, Tzipora, married Moses Moshe. Torah quantum energy point number 23, being that he was called the father-in-law of Moshe, Chosen Moshe, Moses Moshe was obligated to honor him, which he did by going out to greet Yisro Jethro with his older brother Aaron, which we mentioned before is the high priest of Israel, and Aaron's two sons, Nadav and Avihu. Torah quantum energy point number 24. Yet staring into our eyes are the verses of the scripture. In verse 18, in the book of Exodus, I mean, Jethro, blessed souls, was given great honor. He was greeted by the royalty of that time of the nation of Israel. And the same Yisro, who was the Kohen of Midian, an idolatry-serving priest, an idolatry-ridden priest. Although we have to understand as well, blessed souls, by that time he'd already given up his idol worship, which that one of the things that this Torah portion elucidates on is that he had tasted of every form of idolatrous service in the creation that was available to human beings, and then he left it to seek the one true God. So he was one object in an environment of idolatrous worship. He left it, and that was accelerating towards meeting with eventually who would be called for all times the lawgiver of Israel, Moses, with his family, and was treated quite royally for doing so. Now, in Torah quantum energy point number 25, as well, in this Hasidic teaching of the Rebbe, he brought out that the fifth Lubavitch Rebbe, two Rebbes before him, the Rebbe Rishab points out that Yisro Jethro was acutely aware of what the Most High did for Moses, Moshe personally, and for the entire nation of Israel. Torah quantum energy point number 26.
Yisro, Jethro, was also aware of the events which transpired by the splitting of the Red Sea. Torah Quantum Energy Point 27, so the Rebbe Rishab, by the way, lived from 1860 to ascended to the next level of life in 1920, delineated three essential matters pertaining to the first verse in the Torah portion of Yisro, Jethro. Number one, Yisro, Jethro heard of the splitting of the Red Sea, and also the war against the Amalek, which was described in last week's Torah portion. Number two, he was aware of all that Hashem, Most High, had done for Moses and Israel. And number three, that Israel had completely left Egypt. And remember, he was once a top advisor there, so you can imagine how incredulous all that must have seemed to him. He had seen the Israelites oppressed. He had witnessed them being tortured and murdered, and yet now he was seeing them as a free people. And the Rebbe Shab points out, or I should say the seventh of Babajari points out, as we would like to describe as Torah Quantum Energy Point number 28, that the Rebbe himself plucked out from the Zohar a teaching which was connected to the acknowledgement of Yisro Jethro. If we look into a portion of a verse in the book of Exodus, chapter 18, verse 11, quote, "Now I know that that God, the Most High, is greater than all the gods," end of quote, and the actual giving of the eternal Torah. Torah Quantum Energy Point number 29. So what is the connection between one man's consciousness and a shift in his consciousness, blessed souls, and the transmitting of the eternal Torah in the form that we of Israel, we Israelites, Yehudim, recognize as being the Torah for what we know it to be for the past 3,323 plus years? I mean, one man's shift in consciousness has some sort of connection to our receiving of the Torah? We have to think deep into this, blessed souls. Torah Quantum Energy Point number 30, yet we can stop, pause, and encourage you, blessed souls, to take a deep breath. In fact, so will I, blessed souls. Take another deep breath. Because now I want to share with you a very simple and deep fact about the eternal Torah, blessed souls. Torah Quantum Energy Point number 31, blessed souls, Torah existed before Mount Sinai. As is known, Mount Sinai was the place that the Most High spoke to over 600,000 Israelite souls, 20 years and older. For in essence, Torah, divine instruction, has a connection to this world. Yet before there was a connection, before there was this world, Torah, which really translates into instruction, or I like to interpret as well as divine instruction, is reserved within realms of divinity at one level that's known only by the knower of all things, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Infinite One, blessed be He. And so, therefore, as the Rebbe continued in that teaching that I'm sharing with you, this teaching, in Torah Quantum Energy Point number 32, blessed souls, from the teaching of Perkei the Rebbe Eliezer, as far as Torah, divine instruction, Torah was available to original man, Adam HaRishon. And Adam HaRishon received divine instruction. We know he was a prophet. He passed down divine instruction, Torah, to the generations that followed him. Torah Quantum Energy Point number 33, and included among those who eventually received the Torah that was originally transmitted through Adam HaRishon. And so he was sort of like the Moshe, Moses of his day. Who are those who learned Torah? None other than the righteous Noach, Noach Ik Sadiq, his son Shem, or Shem, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yisrael. In fact, when Jacob, Israel, Yaakov, Yisrael moved to Egypt, Torah, divine instructions, accompanied him and his family because they had the tradition. Torah Quantum Energy Point number 34, and you can learn more about this, blessed souls, in the teachings from Mishnah Torah, from the Rambam, as he talks about this matter in his Laws of Israelite Kings, Hilchot Malachim, in chapter 9, Perek Tes. Torah, quantum energy point, number 35. So it should become as no surprise, blessed souls, that Moshe learned Torah not only as the son of his father, who was a tzaddik himself, a righteous man, Amram, a Levi, the Levite, but Moshe also learned Torah on his own, especially from the age of 80 until he lived to the out his 120 years. Torah quantum energy point number 36. So if Torah existed for at least 2,448 years before Yisro, Jethro recognized the Most High, and Torah existed again, as we said before, at a level with only the Creator's consciousness, whatever that's supposed to mean, before there was even a creation, and this creation we currently occupy, let's occupy creation. What is so important, again, that one man can affect, in this case, Yisro Jethro, that he should be given such credit that in his account, the Torah eventually would be revealed at Mount Sinai to the Israelite nation, and the Israelites were not his native nation. But in fact, he did convert, so eventually he became an Israelite himself. Well, blessed souls, in Torah quantum energy point number 37, we call to your attention the Mount Sinai experience, blessed souls, signified a new period within creation whereby the essence of creation could now reach a point higher than any potential revelation previously, and thereby could elicit via the Mount Sinai experience a divine quality, a Bechina Eloki, which is addressed by King David in his classic work Tehillim, Psalms, in chapter 18, verse 12, quote, "He made darkness his concealment," unquote, until through the actions of performing commandments from the Torah, it would be possible for revelations to emanate into creation, not just from the human, but from a source above human and all humanity, but actually from the Atmuto Umuhuto Yisperech, the essence of being, may he be blessed. Meaning, blessed souls, we were given Torah as the nation of Israel to reveal levels of consciousness that not only should be revealed into the creation as an encompassing level of consciousness, not as just an intellectual level of consciousness, but something which would permeate the garments of our soul, our thought, speech, and action, makshava, divra, maisa, but actually the physical matters that we are interacting with. So our environment, sort of like the roles can be switched at some level, we as the object of our environment can bring a whole new level of quality and elevation to the environment, and the environment becomes an object now of revealed godliness, revealed divinity, elokus, elokut begiloi. Torah quantum energy point number 38, and the Lubavitch Rebbe in this teaching then cross-referenced back to a Hasidic Maimer, Hasidic discourse called Basel Lagani, I Came to My Garden, which we talked about last week in Torah Quantum Torah Part 10, which I humbly suggest you can go back and hear, that the Rebbe cross-referenced back to this teaching that there occurred before what we know as the creation that we occupy, and may we be blessed and merit to occupy creation positively, that there was a contraction, according to the will and wisdom of the Most High, to contract His divine light, His Or Eloki, so that it could become malleable enough, as we can understand the term malleable, flexible enough, to serve as a makor, a source, for all levels of ilav olo, all levels of cause and effect relationships in the creation. Now let's also accept as an axiomatic teaching, blessed souls, as brought down by the tzaddikim, the righteous souls of creation, that before any consideration can be given for ilav olo, cause and effect relationships, only the Creator and His name existed. To our quantum energy point number 40, yet the creation within the context of contraction of the Ein Sof, the light which is infinite, in order that there should be an ensuing lack of light via the contraction to the Tzimtzum, and that coming out of the lack of light existence, which is, we have to understand this too, it's not so easy, it was a occurrence that occurred above the vessel of time, that the Most High contracted this light, and what came out of this was a certain level called Choshek, darkness. But then, this darkness would be a suitable vessel for eventually the Ein Sof could be revealed in, again, a more, so to speak, quality of that is flexible and malleable enough to give life to limited beings all the way down to this earth. And we know we are limited at one level, and we are rooted in a design plan that is unlimited. So this contraction of the Ein Sof, the light of the Most High, infinite Most High Creator, was rooted ultimately as well within a consciousness known only unto the Most High, which we talked about already, was addressed by King David in Psalms chapter 18, verse 12, quote, "He made darkness his concealment," unquote. And this darkness is not a negative darkness, it's a darkness which is just so profound that in fact this was addressed allegorically in Torah Quantum Energy Point number 41 via the great wisdom, the Chachma Mufla of Shlomo Melech King Solomon in his Ecclesiast chapter 2, verse 13, where he taught us, and he's still teaching us, because if we're learning it now, since we're learning it from him now. Quote, "And I saw that there is an advantage to wisdom, that wisdom comes out of foolishness. Like there's an advantage or a virtue to light that emerges or is from darkness." End of quote. Torah Quantum Energy Point number 42, Blessed Souls, is what we're trying to penetrate, via which may appear to you, blessed souls, as foggy scenarios of elucidations. Blessed souls, we're talking about purifying the darkness within ourselves, and myself included, meaning a lack of consciousness. We're trying to purify ourselves of, say, a Yisro, Jethro prototype mentality, which, as the Kohen Midian, the priest of Midian, that we see that, according to the Oral Torah traditions, of course, that he was not just interested in ending his worshiping of all different types of idolatries, of idols, that he, or we, now can declare via the empowerment of what's written in this week's Torah portion, that the Creator of all creation chose the nation of Israel in those days to leave Egypt, cross the Red Sea, which splits for them, and then battle successfully another nation, Amalek, which was well armed and trained in the art of warfare, while Israel were slaves, now freed slaves who were untrained. Yes, they did go up out of Egypt, according to the oral tradition, with weapons when they left Egypt. Yet still, despite being untrained in military manners of warfare, they would be able to defeat soundly, although they didn't wipe them out. They would be able to defeat them soundly via the aegis of Yahushua bin Nun, Joshua, the son of Nun, who was empowered by the instructions of Moses, the mighty Levite prophet, even before the giving of the Torah over 3,323 years ago. So we're trying to clarify that it's just not enough to leave something which we recognize as negative. We have to start to cling to something which is positive and take positive action. This is the spirit of the seven Noahic commandments. This is the spirit of the 613 commandments that we of Israel we're commanded to accept upon ourselves, and which we do, each one according to our abilities, to this very day. Now, when we talk about that verse from King Solomon, that, you know, wisdom can come out of foolishness. What type of foolishness? I mean, Yisrael was not a fool if he was an advisor to Paro, if he was an idolater. I mean, idolatry doesn't necessarily mean it's a stupid thing to do or an intellectually stupefying action. It can actually be quite intellectually engaging. And so the Rebbe points out here that the type of foolishness that can result is that when people grasp onto the what he calls the chachmot hachitzoniot, or the chachmos hachitzonios, or chachmot hachitzoniyut, I'm sorry, chachmot chitzoniyut, trying to pronounce Ashkenaz in Sephardic manner, it is a foolishness which is rooted in trying to find the wisdom of an exterior type of observation to the exclusion of getting an inner perspective or acknowledging or searching out the inner explanation for observable phenomena. And therefore, when one observes phenomena in the creation, one can start to develop a type of arrogance that they are the knowers of this observable phenomena, as opposed to the chokhmah of kedusha, blessed souls, the wisdom of holiness, is that as we become more aware of the inner trappings of creation, according to Torah instructions, according to the Torah of Tzadikim, instructions of the wise, that we become more humbled by the fact we becoming more aware of these inner dimensions of Torah, inner dimensions of consciousness. And therefore, the chokhmah, the klipa, which are associated with the sciences and all different types of scientific endeavor, which, if not viewed as merely just a vehicle for seeking out the Most High and fellowshipping with the human family, is total arrogance. That we should think that we should just see everything as just as observable phenomena, and even observable phenomena as it has many levels. I mean, when we go into, like we talked about before, in the level of physics, quantum physics, people are thinking and contemplating on very deep intellectual concepts within the realm of science. But if they see it, it's just that is the sum total of human consciousness, that which is observable or that which they can offer conjectures upon. And therefore, because they've observed certain levels of phenomena which are observable and then explain in an exponential fashion or extrapolate out other reasonings, it makes sense in their mind that's the truth, where in truth, who knows if it's the truth? It just appears to be the truth in their eyes. So the Rebbe goes on in Torah Quantum Energy point number 44 that when we talk about any type of Avodah Zorah, idolatry that's in the world, the type of idolatry that Yisrael Jethro would have looked at, it is merely just the wisdom of a shell, chokhmah deklipa, meaning if not that biology, or anatomy, or chemistry, quantum physics is idolatry. No, if it is just looked as to be as something unto itself, to the exclusion of the Creator, that's when we see it as a wisdom of a shell. So when what happened was Jethro acknowledged that all the wisdoms and idolatries of the world were merely a shell of wisdom compared to the real pursuit of wisdom, Chokhmah de Kedusha, where as you get more profound perceptions of what is reality, it makes you more humble. So there was a humbling on his level, an acknowledgement, and this was what the revelation at Mount Sinai was supposed to produce for all of us blessed souls from that time, that we become humbled by the idea we can be privy not only to observable phenomena, but also the inner trap, the inner dimensions of observable phenomena. Torah Quantum Energy point number 45, and with this we'll understand why he is called as well Kohen Midian, the priest of Midian, Chosen Moshe, the father of Moshe. Because this is the type of advantage of darkness, the advantage of light that comes from darkness, or the wisdom that comes from foolishness. Yisrael was an intelligent man who was involved in the foolishness of idolatry for a great portion of his life. He gave it up, and then Moshe came along and interacted with him and introduced to him the concept of bittul, of self-nullification, humility. Now, as well, we have to understand in the larger context of the environment that Yisrael was living in. Midian, we should know from the blessed souls from the oral Torah tradition, is an expression of striving against contentiousness, which is the being a contentious person and striving against others just because they disagree with oneself. Is the totality of the greatest or one of the worst expressions of arrogance. And what happened was all that energy that Misro and the mindset of the environment he was in was now being transformed with a superior quality of light, because he now was taking all of his energy that he'd used to engage in the wisdoms of idolatry, other types of wisdoms he might have interacted with, and he said, no, there's a deeper wisdom, therefore I should get humbled by it. I'll give up that old stuff, and I'll move on to the positive stuff, so to speak, which we know is not just stuff, it's the divine teachings of the Torah. And he now was given the title, he was transformed from the priest of Midian to the father of Moshe, which implied that, in fact, he himself would have a positive effect on none other than Moses, the lawgiver himself, Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe was a very high soul, Torah quantum energy point number 46, that Moshe was that he was taken out of the water by the daughter of Paro, Bitya, which is mentioned in the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 10. Ki min hamayim mashisihu. Ki min hamayim mashitihu. From the water I drew him out. So Moshe had, so to speak, to come up from a very pristine level, Olam Atzil, the word of intellect, and via his interaction with Yisro now, he would become actually more connected to his service, not to serve the Most High and be in fellowship with other people as an angel, but rather as a human being. In fact, we see that in this week's Torah portion, which I encourage everyone to look at, that you see that Moshe was advised by Yisro to appoint leaders to share his burdens of leading the nation of Israel, which he did, and we see that this was open proof that although it's in written scripture, we see that we don't see it open written scripture that Moshe was commanded to delegate others to help judge the nation of Israel, people who were called Zakenim, the elders of Israel. But this came through the advice of Jethro. For those who struggle with the concept of the written Torah, here's proof that an oral Torah instruction was being transmitted via the written Torah. Ask yourself, why wasn't Moshe told to appoint elders by the Most High himself up until this point in the Torah? Because the idea came from Moshe, and he took that idea and he ran with it. We conclude, blessed souls, with Torah quantum energy point number 47. So there is now this concept, the essence of the giving of Torah, and that we should understand, blessed souls, that we just don't want Torah to be back then. We want it to the point where it's revealed as the catalyst for what's written in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 5, and the glory of the Most High shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it, for the Most High is spoken. And this will come in its total, ultimate actualization, the Gula Mitzvah Shleima, with the complete and true redemption, Ayde Mashiach Tzikenu, the righteous Messiah, and shall be within, B'toch Simcha Tov Levav, within a joyous and good heart. We're going to end off with Face the Truth by David Dohm. Blessed souls, take care. To be continued, hope you listen to the archive version. Shabbat Shalom to everyone. Take care.
I see the problem in the world. It's like you did it not you. When do you stop thinking for yourself? Who switched you off? Where have you gone? Thank you. And yet they let you down.